Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
In the National Football League, many consider the conference championships as the most exciting weekend of the professional season. Some say this weekend is the equivalent of that at the high school level with the regional championships. By Saturday night, there will be 28 teams remaining that have qualified for the state semifinals Thanksgiving weekend. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister, and thanks for joining us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's playoff games. Coming up in this week's show, we'll look at which seeds have advanced to the regional finals, and we'll go over to Stark County, home of the football state championship games, and talk with Tanja Marshall from Visit Canton. Finally, we'll get reports from around Ohio to set the playoff seed in your region. And remember, this week, Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 5, those games are set for Friday night, while Divisions 4, 6, and 7, those playoff games come up on Saturday evening. All games kick at 7 o'clock. Let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You are listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Everyone knows chocolate milk is delicious, but who knew chocolate milk was a noteworthy source of nourishment? It's packed with essential nutrients. Who knew chocolate milk was an exceptional source of energy? Plenty of protein and carbs to fuel and replenish. Who knew chocolate milk was a remarkable way to rehydrate? Water and electrolytes to replace fluids. When you're active, chocolate milk is a delicious way to nourish, energize, and rehydrate. Choose chocolate milk.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to the 2022 Football State Championship Games in Canton at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Log on to OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, state championship games, and tickets, including indoor stadium club passes. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the OHSAA Football State Championships.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
Hey football fans, now's the perfect time to rush to Canton to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Located only a short drive away, the hall provides experiences you can't get anywhere else. Enjoy the Super Bowl Theater, the Game for Life holographic experience, interactive displays, one-of-a-kind memorabilia, and lots more. The hall is open 7 days a week, so what are you waiting for? Get off the bench and get into the game. Tickets are available right now at ProFootballHOF.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I am your host, Marty Bannister, for the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast all 7 football state championship games live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton on December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Tickets for the state championship games and all of this weekend's regional finals are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. Now let's take a look at which seeds have advanced to this week's regional finals. Of the 28 regions, there are 21 number one seeds in the regional finals, and there are 9 number one versus number two matchups. There are a total of 13 number two seeds, 11 number three seeds. There are 3 number four seeds still alive, 3 number five seeds, 2 number six seeds, 1 number eight seed, and 2 number 10 seeds that have advanced to the fourth round. Earlier this week, we called over to Stark County and had a chance to spend some time with Tanja Marshall, who is Executive Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Visit Canton, to talk about the OHSAA Football State Championship Games returning to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Tanja, it's certainly an exciting time, I know, for the folks in Stark County and with VisitCanton.com with the state football playoffs coming up. It's one of the many events that are a big part of what happens in that area. Maybe take us through the relationship, if you would, and how important this is for VisitCanton.com and for the Stark County area.
Absolutely. We are so excited to be welcoming back the OHSAA State Football Championships here in our community. And we are partnered with a lot of community organizations in hosting the event. So the official host is actually our own Pro Football Hall of Fame. And they are hosting the championship games in Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, which is a venue that's owned and operated by Hall of Fame Village. So lots of entities involved and engaged, including Visit Canton, our Stark County Convention and Visitors Bureau, to help support the games and promote the games and just welcome all of those fans and teams and all of the officials and coaches into our community for an amazing weekend of championship games, and that they should all be proud to have made it this far.
Talk about that relationship with the Pro Football Hall of Fame and how special that is, because when you think pro football and you think Stark County, you think of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and such a anchor for what goes on in that part of the state as far as football is concerned. That's a great relationship to have, isn't it?
Absolutely. Having them here, and obviously the mission there is to celebrate and honor and educate all of the stories and history of the game. And so we have so many levels of football here in Stark County, from the professional level to collegiate to high school and even youth tournaments. And so we're proud to have the Pro Football Hall of Fame here as kind of that beacon for the greatest football in Ohio and across the world, really.
Along with the games themselves, there's so much to do in that area, and that's been the thing that's impressed me in my trips up to Stark County, not being someone who visits that area or who has visited that area much in the past. The times I've gone up there, I'm really amazed by so much that goes on around the games, and it's a community-wide effort to make this a success, isn't it?
It is a community-wide effort, and we are so excited for everyone to come in and see maybe an even bigger transformation than what they're used to seeing, as the campus is changing and developing all around the stadium and the Pro Football Hall of Fame Museum. And so everyone coming into town will get to see a little bit more of that, with Play Action Plaza open and concessions available and the Forward Pass zip line, Build-A-Bear and Starbucks, and a lot going on all over the campus when you come in. And plus, the Pro Football Hall of Fame that week is also celebrating Spirit Week. So they have some great special exhibitions in the museum that are highlighting some of our favorite Hall of Famers and their high school playing days. And so that exhibit will be up in the museum for all of the fans coming in that week. So just definitely trying to create an environment that celebrates the game and celebrates the athletes that are leaving it all out on the field that weekend.
And that's such a great point to bring up, I think, because that's really what this is, as it is the last weekend of high school football in the state of Ohio, and that's kind of the whole goal behind this, to celebrate champions and to make it a celebration of a lengthy high school football season. And you throw in all the things that you just mentioned surrounding it, and it's really a fun weekend, and it's I guess that's the best way to put it. It's a chance to celebrate football in this part of the state of Ohio.
Absolutely, and if you are coming to the games, you save $5 off of your admission in the museum with your state championship ticket or a game program. And if you get the all-session tickets, which also include that club access, it also includes your museum admission as well.
Well, you just took me down that road. That's where I was going to go next and ask you about some of those things, about how folks can access all of the fun things that go on. And if you would, let's do the basics here. Let's go websites. Let's go all the things and all the ways that people can access not only visitcanton.com, but how they can access what's happening at the Pro Football Hall of Fame that weekend.
Absolutely. You can get information on visitcanton.com. It's also on profootballhof.com and, of course, on ohsaa.org. Ticket packages are on sale now. So the Friday or Saturday three-game packages start at $38. And then, as I mentioned, that all-session package where it gets you admission to all seven championship games over the weekend and the club access to that temperature-controlled lounge area with their own concessions and restrooms and museum admission, those tickets are also available now. And again, you can get all the information on visitcanton.com, and not only for what's happening for those games that weekend, but also there's a lot of things going on all over the community, and you can find information on special events and activities and holiday happenings or shopping destinations to make it an extended visit with your family and friends in town to see the games with you.
And that's one of the big parts of this as we wrap up our conversation. This is really a chance for the Canton area to show itself off to football fans coming to that area.
Absolutely. There's so much to see and do, not only in Canton proper, but in the Stark County area surrounding Canton. There are great shopping destinations, the, you know, Experience Hartville campus and the Belden Village area with, by the way, a brand new toy store, the largest independently owned toy store in America, just recently opened in Belden Village, Sir Troy. So just great shopping opportunities while you're in town getting ready for those holidays, and entertainment like the Christmas Carol on stage or light up downtown with the fireworks display on December 1st. So it's a great time to make it a long weekend.
And again, thanks to Tanja Marshall with Visit Canton. Now let's allow our local stations a chance to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we will hear from radio announcers around Ohio. You are listening to the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
The year was 1907. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series, and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. A lot has changed since 1907, but not the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. Since 1907, the OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Ohio.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
I'm hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the show. Now it's time to break down the regional finals of the state football playoffs with reports and broadcasters all across the great state of Ohio. Let's start, as we always do in our previews, to the south central part of the state. And our good friend Chris Solwecki from the Game Day Broadcasting Sports Network starts us off.
And then there were two. Actually, there are two remaining in each of the 28 regions spread across the seven divisions. So when play gets underway on Friday night, there will be 56 remaining teams with a chance for a state title. But then there were two is much more dramatic. Speaking of drama, we should see some in the Southland this weekend. Saturday night in Division 7, Region 28, where number 5, New Bremen, upset number 1, Ansonia, 26-22. They bring their 10-3 record to the regional finals. Their opponent will be Fort Loramie, the number 2 seed in the region, after they dispatched number 6, Minster, 35-18 last weekend. In Division 7, Region 27, number 1, Newark Catholic, drubbed number 5, Waterford, 35-7 Saturday night. The Green Wave now turn their attention to the Pilots of Hannibal River High School, who beat Caldwell decisively 42-6 a week ago, scoring 21 points in the second quarter alone. River has won 12 games this season. Get this, in 11 of those 12 wins, they have scored at least 40 points. In Division 6, Region 23, number 1, Beverly Fort Frye scored 14 points in 4 minutes and 36 seconds in the first quarter last weekend, cruising to a 27-14 victory over number 5, Cole Grove Dawson Bryant. Their opponent for the regional title this weekend is Bel Air, the number 3 team in the region, who defeated number 2 Nelsonville York 20-0. It's Bel Air's first regional final appearance since 2006. In Division 5, Region 19, Ironton, perfect at 13-0, scored 21 points in the second quarter on their way to a 35-7 defeat over Portsmouth West. Their reward? The number 2 team, Harvest Prep, who is also a perfect 13-0. They worked to defeat Wheelersburg over the weekend 25-21 in the regional semis. And in Division 3, Region 11, the number 5 Bulldogs of Bloom Carroll, whose only loss was in Week 1 against the aforementioned Harvest Prep team, brings their 12-game winning streak to the regional finals after a 17-7 victory over number 1 Thornville Sheridan. They will face number 3 Columbus Bishop Watterson, who themselves are 12-1 after knocking off number 2 Jackson 24-22 last weekend. As always, find a game and watch it. There's no better time of the year. For the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show, I'm Chris Solwecki.
Chris, thank you very much. Let's move along now and get a report from the Cincinnati area from WCPO.com. Here's Mike Dyer.
7 Greater Cincinnati High School football teams are one step closer to the Hall of Fame city as they vie for regional championships starting Friday night. In Division 1, Region 4, 12-1 Moeller takes on 13-0 Lakota West at Princeton. Now, this is a rematch of the 2021 regional final, which Moeller won 21-17. Lakota West is making its third consecutive regional final appearance, while Moeller, a back-to-back number one seed, is trying for its 18th trip to the state Final Four. In Division 2, Region 8, 12-1 Kings takes on 8-5 Anderson Friday night at Mason. This is a rematch of a Week 10 game, in which Kings won 41-26 at Anderson. These two Eastern Cincinnati Conference teams haven't met in the playoffs since 2018. In Division 3, Region 12, 13-0 Baden takes on 12-1 Tippecanoe Friday night at Trotwood Madison. Baden has a 44-6 record since the start of the 2019 season. In Division 4, Region 16, 13-0 Wyoming takes on 11-2 Taft Saturday night at Lakota West. Now, Wyoming defeated Taft 20-0 back in Week 2 at Stargell Stadium. That was one of 9 shutouts for the Cowboys this season. Meanwhile, Taft is trying for its first state Final Four appearance in program history. For the OHSA Radio Network Football Playoff Preview Show, I'm Cincinnati WCPO 9 TV reporter Mike Dyer.
Mike, thank you very much. Let's move up to the northwest part of the state and get an update from the sports director at Lima's WIMA and the voice of the Bowling Green Falcons. Here's Todd Walker.
Saturday night was a good night for Lima area high school football playoff participants. In Division 7, Region 26 at Ottawa-Glandorf, LCC defeated Macomb 30-26. Carson Parker passed for 172 yards and 2 TDs, ran for 185 and 2 more scores. The T-Birds take on Antwerp Saturday at Findlay in the regional final. Also in D7, New Bremen scored with 51 seconds to go to beat Ansonia 26-22. Capping a game with 6 lead changes, they'll play Fort Loramie Saturday at Sydney. In Division 6, Columbus Grove beat Colonel Crawford 14-7 in overtime. The Bulldogs held Colonel Crawford to 151 total yards. They'll play Columbia Saturday at Clyde for the regional championship. 2 Lima area schools will square off for the regional championship Saturday night in Division 6, Region 24. Marion Local beat Versailles 35-3. The Flyers' shutout streak ended at 6 games, but they've still only allowed 33 points all season. They'll put their 13-0 record on the line Saturday night at Wapakoneta, taking on Allen East, who defeated Tri-Village 37-7. The Mustangs have never been to the Final Four. Last year, they lost to Coldwater in the regional final. This year, they'll play another MAC power, Marion Local, whose coach, Tim Goodwin, played football at Allen East for his father, Bill Goodwin. And finally, in Division 4, Van Wert bolted out to a 21-0 lead, but had to score with just under 4 minutes to go to pull out a 40-35 win over West Holmes. The Cougars will now play Glenville Saturday in Tiffin. This is Todd Walker from 1150 WIMA in Lima. for the OHSAA Radio Network Playoff Preview Show.
Let's get the latest on how things shape up in the northeast part of the state. From Cleveland's WKYC Television, here's Dave Kinder.
There are no shortage of teams from Northeast Ohio who will be playing for a regional championship this weekend. Division I, Region I, St. Edward takes on Minner. The Eagles coming off a Week 13 win over their arch rival St. Ignatius. That was the last ever game for St. Ignatius head coach Chuck Kyle, who is retiring after over 40 years on the job. That game between St. Edward and Minner will be in Euclid. The Hudson Explorers will try to remain the only undefeated team in Division II. They play 12-1 Hoban in Twinsburg. Also in Division II, 12-1 Avon plays 12-1 Toledo Central Catholic. Stark County teams will square off in the Region 7 championship game. The 11-1 Maslin Tigers take on 12-1 Lake at Byers Field in Parma. In Division III, the Chardon Hilltoppers are trying to win their third state championship in a row. First, they'll have to get by Canfield in the Region 9 title game. Two Catholic schools from Parma square off in the Region 10 championship game. Top-seeded Holy Name plays 10-seed Padua. The Bruins are one of only two double-digit seeds to make it to Week 14. In Division 4, Ted Ginn Sr.'s Glenville Tarblooders are 12-0, and they will play Van Wert Saturday night. And in Division 6, 13-0 Kirtland plays 11-0 Mogador. In their last 69 games, the Kirtland Hornets have only lost once. I'm David Kinder for WKYC in Cleveland for the OHSAA Radio Network Football Playoff Preview Show.
Let's stay in the northeast part of the state and get an update from the Youngstown area. Here's Mark Means from Youngstown's WBBW.
The Youngstown area had a strong showing over the weekend, advancing five teams to the regional final. In Division 4, West Branch got by Akron Buchtel 41-33, and Jefferson defeated Canton South 49-35. Those two schools will now match up on Saturday night at Bo Ryan Stadium in Nile. In what was one of the more anticipated playoff matchups in several years in the Valley, Canfield defeated Ursuline 33-25, eliminating the Irish, who are the D4 state runners-up in 2021. Canfield will now face Chardon on Friday night at Ravenna High School. In Division 5, Cardinal Mooney and Southrange met on the football field for the first time, and it was the Raiders advancing past Cardinal Mooney 34-6. Southrange will now face Perry on Friday night at Berkshire High School. In Division 7, once again, a pair of local schools matched up, but it was Warren John F. Kennedy defeating Southern by a final score of 35-0. JFK's defense continues to roll. They have not given up 10 or more points in a game since Week 6 of the regular season. Up next for the Eagles, they travel to New Philadelphia High School on Saturday night and take on 11-2 Danville. I'm Mark Means for Sports Radio 1240 WBBW and Western Reserve Radio for the OHSAA Radio Network Football Playoff Preview Show.
And let's wrap things up with a report from Central Ohio from Columbus's 97.1 The Fan. Here's Ryan Baker.
Seven teams from Central Ohio will play for regional championships this weekend, and two regions for sure will be decided by Central Ohio teams. Maybe the biggest surprise of the seven is in Region 2, where 8th-seeded Olentangy Liberty knocked off number 4 Perrysburg to advance. The Patriots, who have won 6 of 7, take on the defending regional champ Springfield at London Friday. Region 3 will have a new champ this year as the top seed Gahanna will battle the 3, New Albany, at historic Crew Stadium Friday. Gahanna, which hasn't been to a regional title game since 1987, beat New Albany 38-24 in Week 7. I love the Region 11 title game. 11-1 Bishop Watterson battles 11-1 Bloom Carroll at DeSales Friday. Watterson hasn't won a regional championship since 2010 when they won the state championship, and Bloom will play in its 4th straight regional title game, winning the past 2. It does not get any bigger than Region 19 as the top 2 seeds, 13-0 Ironton and the defending region champ 13-0 Harvest Prep, square off in Waverly. Harvest Prep has an explosive offense that has scored at least 38 points in 11 games this year, and Ironton's defense has only allowed 7 points in each of their last 4. The top 2 seeds advance in Region 27, too, as number 1 Newark Catholic faces number 2 River. The Green Wave, who were state runners-up last year, are looking for their 2nd straight regional title. For High School Football Overtime on 97.1 The Fan, I'm Ryan Baker.
Gentlemen, thank you all. That's a look at the regional final reports from across Ohio. Let's step aside for a few messages from the OHSAA. And when we come back, we will wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that complete statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. That includes a special ticket package with indoor access in the Stadium Club during and after every game. This Friday night, Spectrum News 1 will televise four regional title games. In Northeast Ohio, it will be Mentor taking on Lakewood St. Edward. In Central Ohio, it's Gahanna-Lincoln versus New Albany. In Southwest Ohio, Westchester-Lakota West faces Cincinnati Archbishop Moeller. And in bonus coverage on Channel 314, in a game I'll have the opportunity to call, Olentangy Liberty faces Springfield. In addition, 12 games will be streamed live by Spectrum at OHSAA.tv. In our next playoff preview show, we will go inside the state semifinal pairings. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Our executive producer is Tim Streed. Technical assistance provided by Adam Dell and Yamo Media. The OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show is a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.